Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 42 degrees. A woman is dead, another person hospitalized following a crash Saturday evening at K-254 and Webb Road, just northeast of Wichita. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports the woman was driving northbound on Webb Road when she failed to yield to another vehicle traveling eastbound on K-254. The woman died in the crash while the driver of the other vehicle was taken to St. Francis Hospital in Wichita with non-life-threatening injuries. The victim's name has not been released. Early voting begins today, and Sedgwick County voters are asked to check voter view to check their voter registration status before heading to the polls.
The election office continues to process a much higher than expected number of registration applications that were submitted before the October 13th deadline. Officials say all applications will be updated in time for Election Day on November 3rd. Voters that requested an advance ballot by mail are strongly encouraged to vote that ballot rather than voting in person at a polling place. Voters who choose not to vote the ballot by mail for any reason must vote provisionally at a polling location. Advance ballots will be counted by the election office prior to Election Day, provided the ballot is properly completed and returned. Find out where to drop off advance ballots and read more information about the 2020 general election at our website, knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And we have the information now on the person who died in that crash we just told you about moments ago. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released a name, her name, 86-year-old Joyce Franz from North Newton, and she's the person who died in that crash just northeast of Wichita Saturday evening. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman is pretty sure that as the weather gets colder, the state will experience another wave of coronavirus cases, some of which will require hospitalization. He was asked whether he's more concerned about having enough beds to cover the spike in cases or enough health professionals to care for the patients.
Bed capacity will be strong, and the staffing challenges will be probably the first thing that will be something that we notice. And it's not because the people are out with illness or in quarantine. It's just because there's only so many critical care practitioners, whether they're doctors and especially nurses, dialysis, respiratory therapists, and the like. There's only so many of those kind of people to go around.
Norman says this is a good reason to strengthen the anti-contagion practices at every county, state, and city and town. New chilling details emerge about a foiled plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
The plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer was more than wishful thinking. Video and images from the U.S. Attorney's Office appear to show suspects conducting training exercises and discussing plans if police try to stop them.
You better not give them a chance. You either tell them to go right now or else they're going to die, period.
The evidence obtained by Fox TV station WXMI in Grand Rapids also includes crudely drawn maps and text messages. Despite the plot against her, the Democratic governor on NBC's Meet the Press says President Trump continues to incite what she calls domestic terrorism.
It is wrong. It's got to end.
Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt tells KNSS News he is very excited about Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Judge Barrett has a stellar reputation. She's a top-notch academician. She's been a very good appellate judge on the Seventh Circuit. She's a constitutionalist, a textualist, an originalist, exactly what you want a judge to be, somebody who reads the law and then applies the words on the page to the facts in front of them in a case or controversy.
Derek Schmidt was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. It's National Teen Driver Safety Week.
Teaching teens to drive can be a hilariously harrowing experience for parents, but accidents with young people behind the wheel are no joke. Crashes are the leading cause of death for people 15 to 18 years old in the U.S., above any other kind of injuries, violence, or disease. Public safety officials are calling on parents to talk to their teens about alcohol, distractions like cell phones and friends in the car, and the effects of driving while drowsy. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, a chilly air mass is in place across Wichita with cloud cover around. Temperatures may struggle to get to 53 for the high later on today, or wind will stay light out of the northeast. Cloudy tonight, low 42. And as moisture returns ahead of a cool front, a few scattered showers possible early Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 42 degrees, and we have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Jad Chambers this morning. Jad?
Well, Liam Neeson took the top spot at the box office from Robert De Niro, Fox's Ann Carrick, with more.
Fox on film.
Honest Thief tops the box office, bringing in $3.7 million with its U.S. debut in what was another relatively quiet weekend of movie going. The film stars Liam Neeson as a notorious bank robber who is double-crossed by FBI agents after turning himself in.
I've robbed 12 banks in 7 states. I have a little over $9 million in cash. And no one knows who I am.
The film opened in Canada last week, playing well in U.S. cities, including Miami, Chicago, San Diego, and Atlanta.
Well, when you put it like that.
I mean,
The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro, slips to number 2 with $2.5 million this week for a total of $7.3 million domestically in a 10-day time span. Rounding out the top 3, the much-talked-about Tenet with $1.6 million, for a total of $50.6 million so far in the U.S. The action thriller stars John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Of course, those numbers, pretty pathetic there. AMC Theaters allowing patrons to rent out entire movie theaters for $99 just to try and recoup some losses for this year. This comes as movie theater chains around the world are doing whatever they can to try and stay open, and upcoming movies just keep getting pushed back and back because movies aren't making money right now due to the coronavirus pandemic. Despite the various setbacks, Mookie Greidner, CEO of Cineworld Theater Groups, believes that theaters can still make a strong recovery as soon as later this year.
We still have Wonder Woman in December, and we have a lot of movies on the first quarter. If you ask me, I see a very reasonable scenario that by Thanksgiving or maybe for Christmas, we will be back up and running and the movies will come.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well,
that's pretty optimistic.
That's really optimistic. Multiple films have been pushed back to 2021, including The Batman, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, Marvel's Black Widow, and the second part, A Quiet Place Part 2. So, I guess we'll see, but some theater executives there are a little optimistic. A classic grocery store game show getting a makeover? Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
The classic TV game show Supermarket Sweep has gotten a reboot, hosted and executive produced by comedian and actress Leslie Jones.
You can shop around, but it doesn't get any more fun than this.
It follows three teams of two as they try to make it to the Super Sweep round, where they race against the clock to find items and win $100,000.
I love giving money away, especially when it ain't mine.
Can I get your autograph?
Where do you want me to sign?
The new Supermarket Sweep airs tonight at 8 Eastern on ABC. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It was last night, actually. So, it was last night that grocery store premiere, grocery store game show premiere, Supermarket Sweep. The Voice is back with a whole new coronavirus-compliant set. Here's Fox's Michelle Bellino.
The Voice returns with an all-new season. This time, sitting in the swiveling red chairs, Gwen Stefani takes over Nick Jonas's spot, while Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend return for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic struck the country back in March. The set will look a little different, mainly because the audience is virtual, the chairs are 8 feet apart, and the producers incorporated ways to have the singers interact with the judges.
I got a present for you, but because we're social distancing, I'm going to launch it at you.
Gwen has a t-shirt cannon, and she's pretty good with that thing.
Stefani is the only judge not to have won, with Shelton's Todd Tillman winning last season. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
The Voice is back. A bakery's political cookie poll in the spotlight. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin with some more.
Reps for Loschel's Bakery in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, claim their election-themed cookies with campaign slogans have accurately predicted the outcomes of the last 3 presidential elections. This year, they've been so popular, they briefly sold out. So far, reps say sales of the President Trump-inspired cookies with red sprinkles are in the lead, 3-1 over sweets inspired by former Vice President Joe Biden with blue sprinkles. The owner says the shop is not favoring any candidates, explaining their main focus is winning for the bakery and having a little fun. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And an actor's birthday today. Actor John Lithgow, 75 years old today. Now, Lithgow studied at Harvard got a Fulbright scholarship, and he attended the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art. From there, he went on to Broadway in 1973, got his first Tony Award for performing in The Changing Room. Lithgow later on became known for roles in television and movies, television roles such as Dick Solomon in the sitcom Third Rock from the Sun, won 3 Primetime Emmy Awards for Best Actor in a Comedy Series for Third Rock from the Sun. Lithgow was recently a guest on Conan on TBS, and Conan actually asked him how things were going during the pandemic.
Well, you know, one aspect of it has been very lovely. I've been alone with my wife, and it's been 4 months now, and it's almost as if we've been making up for all those times in our like 40-year marriage when her business or mine have separated us. She's a professor. I'm an actor. I've spent like 30% of that time on location, 20% on a film set in LA. Mm-hmm. This was like making up for all that. It turns out we realized we were even better company for each other than we ever dreamed.
I first remember him in terms of endearment.
Yep.
He was the Iowa banker in that movie. That's the first time I remember.
Yeah.
Good actor.
Happy birthday, John Lithgow, 75 years old today.
Yeah.
Also saying happy birthday to actor-director Jon Favreau, who turns 54 today. Now, as an actor, he's appeared in films like Rudy and Swingers and The Replacements in 2000. I thought his role in Replacements was very funny. Here is just a little bit of Favreau in Swingers.
Ready to order?
Yeah. I'll have a coffee, two coffees, and it says here, breakfast anytime.
That's right.
I'll have the pancakes and the Age of Enlightenment, please.
Get it anytime. happy birthday to actor-director Jon Favreau. Of course, as a filmmaker, he's been in the MCU. Collaborations with Robert Downey Jr. He directed, produced, and appeared as Happy Hogan in the film Iron Man back in 2008, so he really kicked off that whole thing. On this day in music history, 1993, Pearl Jam releases their second album, Versus.
Don't call me daughter, not picture, the picture.
Pearl Jam's second album sold over 950,000 copies in its first week of release, setting a record at the time. It held the number one spot on the album chart for 5 weeks. So it was on this day in 1993, Pearl Jam released Versus. And it was on this day in 1979, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released their breakthrough third album, Damn the Torpedoes. ...1979's Damn the Torpedoes was the first top 10 album for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It peaked at number 2... Critical and commercial successes signaled the beginning of Petty's widespread popularity. Hits included Refugee, Don't Do Me Like That, Here Comes My Girl, and even The Losers. That's all we have for The Blur today, Steve, but The Blur every weekday is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Call Terry for an appointment, 316-409-1525. Repair and Service Appliances, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
What's next for the 737 MAX? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal standing by. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.